Today I want to talk about something that everyone in here knows all about. It's called prophet. A prophet. A prophet in the Bible? No. I'm talking about prophet as in cheddar. Prophet as in windfall. A prophet. When you think of prophet, what do you think of? Right? I bought and I sold and I made money. Dinero. Money. Anyhow, the word prophet in the Bible is used very often. Prophet as in P-R-O-F-I-T. To be useful, to be beneficial. So, are you profitable? Simple question. I know that I had an opportunity last year, and I put together the numbers after one whole year of work, and I presented my findings. Was I profitable for my institution last year? And the answer was yes. My decision that I made, the work that I put in, generated $5.4 million for the bank. Wow. And believe me, I was telling everyone about that. I was worth it last year. Now, this year, congratulations, you got to start over. You got to make money for the institution. You got to be profitable. Well, we have a calling, all of us, and we are required to be profitable. Please turn to Matthew 16, verse 26. Matthew 16, verse 26. Matthew 16, verse 26. We're not going to turn to all the scripture that talks about profit and being profitable, and you need to be a hard worker and be a good worker and a diligent worker. We're going to pick a few verses here. Matthew 16, verse 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus Christ led to this verse with a call to follow him. Christ said, follow me. In spite of the fact that the following would bring what? Does anyone here get a tremendous physical reward for following Christ? Maybe, but our life is a sacrifice, and it even requires us to have a willingness to die. Now, everyone here has held a job at something. Would you die for your job? Kind of like the video footage of people stealing from department stores. And the security guard's like, see you guys later. I'm not stopping them. Why? You don't lay down your life for your job. But we here together, you, me, family, we lay down our life for each other. So, is that how you feel about your life right now? Look around. Would you be willing to sacrifice yourself to follow Christ, that which may require you to die? Well, in the world around us, the profit that's there is not worth it. As Matthew 16:26 says, okay, congratulations, I will give you $1 billion. What does that give you? I know my old boss used to tell me, because I'm so frugal with my money, I wouldn't go out to eat with him in Chicago because it was $15 for lunch. He was like, well, Michael, there's no U-Hauls to heaven. You can't take it with you. But anyhow, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's the two previous verses. We just took the Passover, which was and should be life-altering. Because your life from that day to next Passover needs to improve. So when you examine yourself next Passover, you will say, I have grown in Christ. We are here today on the first day of unleavened bread, as God has commanded. Well done. After suffering and giving his life, Jesus rejoined his Father in glory. The whole world, the gift of eternal life in God's kingdom is far off and more valuable than the entire world. As Jesus the Christ demonstrated when Satan tempted him and said, I will give you everything if you bow down and worship me. Not worth it. And Jesus Christ said, no thank you. Please turn to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Paul had encouraged the Corinthians, the Christians in Corinth, to seek other members' well-being before their own, to give no offense, and to do all to the glory of God. Paul himself had set an example in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Are you doing that now? Not I, but we, or even you. The profit of sacrificing yourself now in some way to help someone else in the church, our family. Are you doing it? We are commanded to do it. Paul said, look what I did for the profit of many, sacrifice of one. Paul had made clear that he was not seeking a following of himself at all, but he wanted them to build on the real foundation, and that foundation is Jesus the Christ. For the third and final scripture, turn to 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. For bodily exercises profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. A training program of exercise can have great physical benefits. I know when we went out to eat after Passover, Orlando and I had a pretty interesting conversation about diet, but never did we actually talk about exercise. It's more fun to go on a diet than to actually exercise. Here, we know Paul was very familiar with exercise, familiar with the Olympics, familiar with the whole structure. And great, you're in physical peak condition. Wonderful. But how is your spiritual health? That is what we are to focus on. Just as us simple folk here, we know if you do this, this, and this, your body responds, right? What happens to your body? You get a six-pack. You get bulging muscles. You get a chin that becomes chiseled if you work out. Well, the same concept is for the spiritual. You want to be a great-looking person from a spiritual perspective? Read your Bible. Pray to God. Meditate. And, so important, and you have to do it, pray for others. If you do not know the people on the prayer request list, something's wrong. That request list is there for you to pray for those that are broken, those that are hurt and suffering. You've got to pray for them every day. How you pray, that's a separate message. But it is required. That is the incense in heaven. And we've said it before, that the incense in heaven, Christ can't return unless the incense is completely full. The room has to be completely filled. Your prayers has to be over and over to beg God for help for all of them, to profit them, to be healed. So conclusion, we must have the right priority. Well done, everyone here today, to bow before God, to be called out of this world, and to serve God and be here to observe a day required. God is happy, and we have earned a profit this day. We must keep it up. Look around. This is your family. This is my family. Do you care for each other, and do you desire for all of us here to be profitable and to have a profit? The world has prioritized everything before God. You have seen this in all that you see in the world. God is usually at the very end, if even in the picture. Our spiritual exercise is vital to a relationship with God. Having a relationship with God is the greatest profit we could ever have, and the greatest gift we could ever ask for. And the reward is eternal life.